a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Thursday, July 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize, very weak voice doing the show, talking to people after the show, having conversation with Vicky last night during the RNC convention. It was very, very interesting, the life story, J.D. Vance. If you haven't read his book or seen the movie on Netflix, Hillbilly Elegy. It is a documentary movie based on his book he wrote about his life. Grew up in the poor white area, Appalachian area, and he had a completely dysfunctional family. Dad left when he was very young. Alcoholic, drug addict mother. Grandma stepped in. Basically raised him. He mentioned his mother was in the audience, actually sitting a couple seats away from President Trump. 10 years sober. 10 years clean, coming this January. He says, who knows, Mom, with President Trump's permission, maybe we'll celebrate 10 years clean in the White House. Talked about his grandma. When she died at 91, they found 19 loaded handguns in her house. A pistol-packing grandma. He said as she got older, she couldn't move around the house so much, so she wanted a handgun close by so she could protect her family. Everybody cracked up. They thought that was funny. Grandma actually probably was the highlight of his speech. But Donald Trump speaks tonight. A changed man after the shooting. This is going to be very, very interesting. They said the original speech he had lined up, well, he got rid of it. He got rid of it, tore it up, and rewrote it. Probably still working on it as we speak. This is going to be very, very interesting. Because based on the polling right now, there is certain polling out there tied to other seats that are up right now for this primary heading into November. One of the key districts, based on a survey done July 8th through July the 11th, a week ago today. Inside Elections, a nonpartisan analytical firm, CEO Nathan Gonzalez, looked at the congressional district number 7. Republican Tom Barrett is leading the Democrat Curtis Hertel Jr., 48-41%. Only 11% are undecided. And it's showing that the district is leaning Republican. In the same district, the same survey shows Donald Trump leading Joe Biden. This is interesting. 44-40%. With only 8% supporting Robert F. Kennedy. 1% backing the Green Party nominee Jill Stein. And only 7% undecided. After you factor in the vote between just Donald Trump and Biden, Trump is up 8 points on Biden, 50-42. Now, why is this so important? Because, number one, it's mid-Michigan. It's in the center of the state. It's not Detroit. It's not Grand Rapids. It's mid-Michigan. Very heavily unionized workers in the Flint area. The surrounding areas around it are all the suppliers to those plants. Michigan Congressional District 7 is one of 10 seats nationwide that this firm, Inside Elections, has rated basically as a toss-up. Right now, they claim that even the U.S. Senate race is in within the margin of error. Now, one of the other things that's very interesting in all of this, the process of how this is going to change come the Democrat convention. Are they going to be forced to deal with Biden, or will he be gone and replaced before then? You always get a bump during your convention. There's only one problem. This polling survey was done July 8th through the 11th last week. These numbers, folks, do not reflect the bump that Donald Trump and the Republicans are going to get this week. With Donald Trump changing his speech tonight, talking about peace and unity, bringing the country together, expanding the Make America Great Again movement, not expanding the Republican Party, this movement. I counted last night, J.D. Vance said movement 14 times in his speech. Joining this movement, Donald Trump Jr. talked about the movement. Not the Republican Party, the movement. You know who that's going to impact? You know who that is going to influence? Independents. People who do not align with the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. Libertarians, constitutionalists. People that hate party politics. Now, according to some numbers I've seen, 40% of the country is staunch party politics. For the Republicans, 40% staunch for the Democrats. When you run as an RRD, you automatically got 40% of the vote. Basically, it's that simple. The 20%, the ones in the middle, the ones that do not affiliate to a party, they're the ones that will actually be the votes that make the eventual winner win. the loser to lose. But they don't always vote the same. So that's where it gets 52-48. 12% of those, independents. Let's group all that together. Let's just call them independents. 12% go with the Republicans, 8% go with the Democrats. You win 52-48. It's that simple. That's how the numbers are. But you see, when you break it down to a new group of people that they have not factored in, and you can't label these people, the people who voted for Biden in 2020 do not support him this time. They don't support the policies. Last night's theme was Make America Stronger, Safer. Talking about drill, baby, drill. Talking about becoming energy independent, energy exporter, bringing fuel prices down, because basically it's a tax on poor people, much more so than rich people. Pocketbook issues, making us stronger, safer. Now, one thing that happened last night, I have to admit, brought tears to my eyes. The Gold Star families. The families of the 13 soldiers who died because of the way Biden pulled out of Afghanistan. They held up pictures of their family members that died that day under Biden's watch. Then they showed the video of the coffins draped in flags coming off of the C-130 cargo planes, walking right by Biden and his wife. Biden kept looking at his watch, never talked directly to the families. They said to this day, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have never said the names of those 13 fallen soldiers in public once. They said, basically, Donald Trump reached out to them. As a matter of fact, he even held somewhat of a get-together with them. Touched my heart. I admit it, cried like a baby. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Got a couple other text messages. I hadn't gotten to it yet. 98-year-old World War II veteran. Clayton says, that was awesome. World War II vet saying that if Trump wins, he would reenlist and would charge any beach Trump asked him to for our great country. I thought that was awesome. Yeah, it was great. It was really great. One of the things I think is very interesting is how many people from different walks of life have spoken at the convention. Some of them admitting flat out to the crowd they voted for Biden in 2020. These are Democrats. Hardcore Democrats. Going to switch over and vote for Trump this year. Amber Rose. Young, pretty, black model. A woman from South America. Speaking broken English. I won't make that mistake again like I did in 2020. I'm voting for Trump. The numbers across the board, folks, in all these ethnic groups, blacks, Latinos, the Asian population, all of them polling 20, 30, some groups 40% more for Trump than Biden this year. When you throw in potentially the union workers, when Sean O'Brien gave that speech this week, he came within a hair of a full-blown endorsement of Donald Trump. 1.5 million Teamster members in this country. UPS drivers, my own UPS driver, staunch conservative. I've invited him to the Pig Rose Fun Shoot this year. He thinks he's going to try to make it. I talk to my FedEx driver, the UPS guy, the mail lady. Why? Because they are out driving around looking at signs. What are you guys seeing out there? Well, if it's based on signs, Randy, Vicky's going to be elected county clerk. You've done a great job getting her signs out there. Not just me, many volunteers as well. Here's the point. When the working men and women of this country respond to this convention and this speech tonight by Donald Trump, we'll seal the deal. I don't know what he's going to say, but I believe he was absolutely changed based on that shooting that took place on Saturday. There's even scripture, words from the Bible, I'm going to be talking about it in the next segment, that justifies the transformation of Donald Trump. Why is his speech going to be different? I think it's because of the shooting. Bottom line, that's it. And the words from the Bible that reference the activities and the things that happened on Saturday, divine providence. God's hand is all over this thing, folks. You know those signs you might be seeing out there? God has this. He does. I think the change of the Republican Party in the way that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have impacted it, Donald Trump's speech tonight, Democrats are going to realize they're in trouble. When you lose your base, union workers, working men and women in this country, people who actually make stuff, farmers. I don't know one farmer, not one farmer in our area that's supporting Biden in any way, shape, or form. They've had it. Frisky Farm Market, Rubings Dairy Farm. The only idiots in Antrim County is King's Orchard that hosted the Biden family not once but twice already. Kind of funny. Joe Biden's little caravan drove by 8 of Vicky's 4x4 signs when they entered Antrim County down in Elk Rapids. On their way over to King's Orchard in Central Lake, going up US 31, going across M88. But it was amazing that this process and the paradigm shift that's taking place right now within the Republican Party because of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. You got to watch the speech tonight, people. It's going to be on YouTube as well. You can find it later. That's it for hour number one. We're going to get into some other topics. The Word of God in the next segment. Words from the Bible. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community.